come to Size B. 欢迎你来到 B 面。
Lesson 36.
Good evening. Tonight the main news is about the bad weather we are having. Storms are reported in all parts of the country. In the north, many roads are closed because of high winds. Two main roads near Glasgow are blocked by trees. In the south, too, heavy rains and storms are reported. Near Dover, 50 houses have been flooded, and last night a lorry was blown over by the wind. In the east, quite a few areas have been flooded. Many small boats have been lost, and this morning one boat was found 2 miles inland. Things are better in the west, but two villages have been flooded by a river. 4 people nearly drowned in the flood. No storms are expected tomorrow.
Lesson 37. Good morning.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes. Are there any tickets left for the Chinese music concert on the 28th, please?
Just a moment, please. No, I think you've made a mistake. It's on the 30th.
Really? I read about it in the paper today. I'm sure it is the Chinese music concert on the 28th.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said Japanese music concert. The Chinese music concert is on the 28th at 7:15. But I'm afraid there are only back seats left, and they are 30 yuan each.
That's okay. Can I have 2, please?
How would you like to pay for these?
Check. Here you are.
Thank you. And here are your tickets.
Thank you very much.
Good job!
Lesson 38.
Number 1. You seem to spend a lot of time in your office. You're always staying late and working overtime.
That's true, but it's no problem for me. The work is interesting and fun. I don't mind the extra hours at all.
Number 2.
Why are you just standing outside the room instead of coming in?
I've tried all my keys, but the door won't open.
Number 3.
I like these chairs. How much are they?
They're $60 each, or $100 for the pair.
Number 4. Have you ever looked really closely at the snowflakes?
Sure, but they usually melt too fast for me to get a close look. Why do you ask?
I'm just curious. I was reading an article about the formation of snowflakes, and I have never paid much attention to them before.
Number 5. I sometimes see your light on late into the night. Do you sometimes forget to turn it off?
No, it's Nancy. She likes nothing better than to sleep late.
6.
I heard only one person got a perfect grade on the term project. I'm sure it wasn't me.
But it was.
7.
Sorry to trouble you, but is there any possibility of getting a blanket? I feel cold.
I think we've got one. Could you wait until after takeoff, please?
8.
Do you think the shirt goes well with this blouse?
Yes. I know you always have a taste for such things.
9. Fill the tank up with regular and check the oil, please.
Right away, miss.
10.
When does the next bus leave for New York?
Buses leave for New York every half hour. You just missed the 9:30 bus by 5 minutes.
Lesson 39. Brown?
This is Regina Lample from Morgan Enterprises. Is that Mr. George Brown?
Sorry. What's your name?
Lample. L-A-M-P-L.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Lample. This is Robert Brown. I think you've got the wrong extension.
Oh, could you put me through to Mr. George Brown, please?
Just a moment.
Please observe the fasten your seatbelt sign at the front of the aircraft. When the light is off, you are free to move about the aircraft. If the light comes on, return to your seat and fasten your seatbelt.
What happens if you don't fasten the seatbelt?
If you don't fasten it, you might get thrown out of your seat in bad weather. By the way, when the meal is served in a few minutes, please return your seats to the upright position.
Why do we have to do that?
If your seat isn't upright, it will be difficult for the person behind you to eat his meal.
Oh, I see.
Beyond Crazy Angle. Crazy Angle. Crazy Angle.
Lesson 40. On Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, I was walking down Main Street. I had just parked my car. Suddenly, I heard 2 shots. I thought they had come from the bank. I ran toward the bank. I saw a man coming out. He was short and fat with a big mustache. More importantly, he had a bag of money and a gun in his hands. Before I could do anything, he ran up the street and disappeared behind a bus. That afternoon, I went to the movies. What happened? I saw the thief again. At the foot of the stairs. I telephoned the police from a telephone next to the restrooms. The police arrived in less than 5 minutes. They arrested the thief just as he was buying a chocolate bar from the candy machine. What an exciting day! And best of all, the bank gave me $100 reward.
Good job!
Lesson 41.
Number 1. Don't you think his talk was boring?
No, not at all. He gave us plenty of facts.
2. Would you please fly to Moscow tomorrow?
I have a heart problem at the moment.
3. Have a seat. What can I do for you?
I'm going to be a lawyer, but I'm having a little trouble deciding which field to go into.
4. We don't sell stamps here. You have to go to the next counter.
But there is a long line there.
5. Scientists say dreaming is good for our health.
I hate dreaming. I always have terrible dreams.
6.
I can't find my new tie. I need it for tonight's party.
Let's look for it later. Right now, I need your help fixing the shelf before I paint it.
7.
If you had listened to me, we'd be at the party. Move over, I'll drive.
I was sure I knew the way there. I'll turn around.
8. Nick, why don't you come and join us this afternoon? There'll be a lot of fun.
I'd love to, but I've got an exam.
What about tomorrow afternoon?
Saturday is okay.
9. Gary, will you please pick up little Tom from school?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid not.
Why?
A patient has just arrived. He was badly hurt in a traffic accident. I'm going to operate on him at once.
10. David said he bought a new car for $5,000.
What kind is it?
A BMW. I'm not sure what model.
Are you sure? A BMW for $5,000? Sounds pretty cheap to me.
Wow! You're an English superstar! 你是个英语超级巨星!
Lesson 42.
How does television affect our lives? It can be helpful to those who carefully choose the programs that they watch and harmful to those who watch it too much. In China, many people feel sorry that children and young people are watching too much television. A survey of 300 youngsters in Shanghai last year showed that on average they spent half of their free time watching television, and two-thirds of them spent an equal amount of time, 2.5 hours, reading romance and detective stories. Another survey of school-age children in Wuhan found that half of them said they read very little. During the Barcelona Olympic Games, tens of thousands of Chinese viewers stayed up late to watch the opening ceremonies and other programs. And television is quickly taking the place of printed materials as the major source of news for most Chinese. A recent survey in Beijing found that 63% of those surveyed got their news from television through CCTV and local TV stations.
Lesson 43. Number 1. I can't seem to find Park Street on the map.
Why don't you ask someone where it is?
2. Can I borrow your car for a few hours this afternoon?
Sure, Bill, but I need it back by 5 o'clock.
I'll have it back by 4:30 with a full tank.
3.
Mr. Brown is leaving for London today on the 9 o'clock train. We need someone to get him to the station in time.
I'd be happy to, but there's something wrong with my car.
4.
What time do you usually have breakfast?
Around 7 o'clock, but lately I've been having trouble getting up in the morning. So I've been eating breakfast at 8, 9, even as late as 10 o'clock.
5. I really like the tape you lent me a week ago.
I'm glad you like it.
Not only me, all my classmates enjoyed it. Would you mind if I kept it for another week?
Sorry, I have to use it myself.
6. I was late for school 4 times this term. How about you?
I was late only twice, but Rose was late more than 22 times.
7. Would you like to join us for a walk along the river?
What a nice way to spend a hot day.
8. Do you have any shoes like these?
What size?
Size 38.
I'm sorry. They have been sold out.
9. One ticket, please. I want to catch the 8:30 train to Beijing.
I'm sorry. You've just missed it, madam. It's 8:40 now.
What shall I do, sir?
You can get there by the next train. It will start at 9:05.
10. Where is Mary? Is she here, Carl?
No. She is in Dr. Brown's office.
Where is it?
Just next door to Mr. Smith's. Lesson 44.
What do you want to do tonight?
How about going to the movies? I should be home from work at 5:20. Then we can go out and eat, and then to the movies.
What do you want to see?
There's a good one at the cinema. Let's see that.
It starts at 6:30. I don't think we can get there in time to see the beginning. How about the one at the New State? That starts at 7 o'clock.
No, I don't like Robert Redford. You know that. Maybe we should just stay home and watch TV. Then we can go out Friday night.
Did you forget that Ed and Jean are coming to dinner that night?
Okay. I hope Saturday is all right. Do you have anything planned then?
No, Saturday is fine. And there's a good movie starting on Saturday, too.
Good. I'm going to play tennis Saturday morning, but I'll be home by 2 o'clock. Then we can go out for a big dinner and to the movies, if nothing else comes up.
I'm sure we'll be able to go. George, how would you like to take over my newspaper route?
You don't want it, Jill?
No, I'm tired of getting up at 5:30 every morning. Besides, I've got a new job at the supermarket starting next week.
How much money can I get?
About $30 a week.
Not bad. At what time do I have to get up?
At 5:30. But on Sundays, you can sleep until 6:30.
5:30? 6:30? I don't need money that badly. But let me ask my sister. Perhaps we can share the work.
Lesson 45. Long ago, there lived in Greece a learned man. He was so well known for his wide knowledge of almost everything that lots of people from all over the country came to learn things from him. The great man taught his students wholeheartedly and answered their questions with great patience. One day, a student asked him, "My dear teacher, didn't you say you yourself have many more questions about things than we do?" "On the contrary, we students have far more than yours." With a smile, the teacher drew two circles, one as a big wheel, the other smaller. "Of course, I've learned much more, but a teacher does not necessarily have fewer questions than his students. Now look at these two circles. Within the big one is my knowledge of things, and within the smaller one, yours. Out of the circles is what is still unknown to us. Since mine is larger, the line that marks out the circle is longer. That means I have more opportunities to face what is still unknown. And that's why I myself have more questions than you do. The more you learn, the more questions you have. You will never learn enough, you know.
Hey, man, you're making great progress. 你正在取得巨大的进步.
Don't give up. 永不放弃.
Go on to the next. 现在让我们学习下一个.
Lesson 46.
Number 1. Are we supposed to be at Jim's house by 5 o'clock?
5 or 5:30. He said it didn't make any difference.
Then we can pick up your suit at the cleaners.
2.
You'd better not take the car to the garage from now on. They charged me $75 for a few small repairs.
It's not too bad. I thought that it would be more than that.
3.
Excuse me, could you tell me where the secretary's office is, please?
Yes, it's up the stairs, straight to the end of the passage, and there you are.
Thank you.
4. Where are you going to live when you graduate? New York or Washington?
I prefer New York to Washington. I think there are more job chances.
5. How's business, Mike?
Business isn't so good. I'm afraid I'll have no way out.
6.
Hey! Where did you find that magazine? I need it for my research, too.
Right here, but don't worry. I'll buy it with my card for both of us.
7. Bruce looked worried, didn't he?
Yes, he ate some green peaches and is feeling terrible now.
8.
I thought you had set off to meet your aunt at the airport.
Her flight had been put off due to the heavy fog.
9. I don't like the man over there.
Why do you say that?
He never says anything pleasant about anyone.
Never?
Never.
10. Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes, I bought this blouse here yesterday, but there seems to be something wrong with it. I would like you to change it.
Lesson 47.
Come in, please.
Hello, Kate. Where is Jane? I want her to type this letter for me.
I'm afraid she can't. She isn't working today.
Oh, why? Is she ill?
No, she is studying for an exam.
An exam? Is she going to school?
Yes, she is. She is learning Japanese in a night school.
I see. Are you going to night school, too?
No, I'm not. Not this year, but I'm thinking about taking a course next year.
That's a good idea. Is it expensive?
Before we finish, tell me a little more about yourself.
All right. After I left Harvard University in 1990, I went to work as an engineer in Maryland first. Since then, I have been working in the National Motors factory. I am married. My wife is a worker at the same factory. We have one child.
Yeah, where are you from?
I'm from New York.
Do you have any special interests?
Yes, I play the guitar and take dance lessons.
I see. Tell me, do you have any questions for me or for my company?
No, I don't think so. I enjoy the time you've taken to talk with me.
My pleasure. You will hear from us soon, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Lesson 48.
A lot of boys and girls in Western countries wear the same kind of clothes, and many of them have long hair, so it is often difficult to tell whether they are boys or girls. One day, an old man went for a walk in a park in Washington. When he was tired, he sat down on a bench. A young person was standing on the other side of the lawn. "My goodness," the old man said to a person next to him on the bench. "Do you see that person with long hair? Is it a boy or girl?" "A girl," said his neighbor. "She's my daughter." "Oh," the old man said quickly, "please forgive me, please forgive me. I didn't know you were her mother." "I'm not," said the other person. "I'm her father."
Lesson 49. Number 1. Could I please borrow a pen from you? Mine has just run out of ink.
I'm afraid I don't have an extra one. Would a pencil do?
2. How did Nicholas do in the race?
Well, he had a good start, but he quickly fell behind.
3. I think it's starting to snow.
Starting to snow? The ground's already covered.
4.
I hope you will have a good flight.
The weather's supposed to be clear all down the coast, so it should be pretty smooth.
5. Ed, how is the class going? Are you learning to swim well?
Slowly but surely.
6. Okay, the 10-cent stamps come to a total of $1.50.
Oh, I only have a $10 bill. Can you give me the change?
7. Good luck on your driving test today.
I don't need luck. I need another day to practice.
8.
Open wide. Now show me where it hurts.
Here on the bottom, especially when I bite into something cold.
9.
Do you know Jack?
Yes, I do. In fact, he's my cousin.
10. I feel like it's only been a few weeks since school started.
And it's already almost time for our final exams.
Lesson 50. What did Professor White say at the lecture series on different forms of energy when I walked in late? I had trouble with my car again.
The first lecture is tonight. All second and third year students are invited to a dinner tonight before it starts. Then, at 6:30, the speaker will begin her talk on energy.
Can non-engineering students attend all 4 weeks of the lectures?
No, they can only go to this week's lectures. During the next 3 weeks, admission will be limited to engineering students.
Oh, then I'm going to try to make it tonight. Can I give you a ride over there?
No, but thanks anyway. Wait a minute, didn't you say that you're having car trouble lately? Let me give you a ride.
Hi, Mary. How was your exam yesterday?
Well, it wasn't as easy as the last one, and it was longer than before.
I think the final exam is always more difficult. You have to work harder.
I work very hard, but I was too careless. I made some stupid mistakes, and I will be more careful next time.
Maybe you took too many courses this year.
I guess so. I will take less next year.
By the way, how about Jimmy?
Well, he never needs to worry about the exam.
You really did a good job.
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 Feel great about yourself. 为自己感到自豪吗？啊！ am the greatest!
Well, that brings us to the end of Senior High School English Listening Comprehension.
I hope you had fun.
Me too. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Congratulations! 祝贺您！